Morning Show with Peaches and DJ Mota.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Beezy, the Southeast Beast.
What's going on, man? It's your boy Jack Freeman, H-Town representative.
It's your boy D-Lo, man.
It's Cab the Don, man.
What's good? Space City, the great city. It's your boy Roose Williams.
Hi, this is Booker T, five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Now, can you dig that, sucker?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Brad Gilmore Show on D-Man.
On D-Man, I know you are.
Peaches.
Mm-mm.
How you doing?
I
want to
point out how you have no concept of time. No concept of time.
It's 8 a.m. on Monday morning.
You told me 2 hours ago, 40 minutes.
Okay, so I was kind of close.
You were not kind of close.
I was for show kind of. Isn't that close, Motai?
You were an hour and 20 minutes late.
In Motai time, that's on time.
Yeah.
He's always on time.
Oh, BS. Motai, are you always on time?
Probably not, man.
What's even worse is I'm the black person and I've been ready.
Worst. Mop never loved us. Did you ever love us, Peaches?
No, worse. I didn't.
That's what I thought. We have a good show for you today. We're following up off our little Thanksgiving break, I guess I would say. Finals are ending. I mean, I have finals this week.
Yeah, I did too.
I'm about to be done with the semester.
I have two finals.
You have two? I have two. Look at that.
I have three finals, actually.
So we have five finals in between. And we have a good show today. We have Mr. You tell him who's on it, Motai. You never get to tell him. Tell him who's on the show, Motai.
Tay Mitch,
the Duke of Debonair. We have the Debonair Lounge Christmas special coming up, and me and Motai went on location, chatted up with our guy Tay Mitch, and it was good. It was a good interview. We talked some Jay-Z, which you know I love, Peaches.
Whatever.
Whatever. Oh, whatever. My name's Peaches. Whatever. Anyway.
You have to make a song.
Hey, and I hate this, though. Like, this, it seems like the second show in a row we're having to announce someone's death. Nelson Mandela passed away this Friday.
Oh.
So rest in peace to Nelson Mandela. I believe his movie came out the same day. Is that right, Peaches?
I don't know.
I think a Nelson Mandela movie came out the day he died.
So. A couple of them are coming out. It's a Nelson Mandela movie. It's a Wendy Mandela movie. It's a couple of movies coming out.
A lot of Mandelas.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. You know, he died at a
what
awesome.
Is it?
I said that's interesting.
Oh, okay. Just wondering.
Okay.
It's not what it sounded like you said. It sounded like you said the word wrong. I was just asking.
I also want to give a special shout out to my nephew who celebrated his 5th birthday. So happy birthday, Parker. I just wanted to throw that out there. A little family shout out. And my brother-in-law, Gary, celebrated his 32nd birthday. So
and your birthday's coming up too, right, Brad?
Huh?
I said, stop telling people's ages.
That's fine. My birthday's coming up, but don't tell my age.
He's turning 13.
I'm turning 13.
He's turning 12.
I go back. I'm Benjamin Button, pretty much. I'm looking forward to this weekend, though. My birthday's this Saturday, and I'm working Booker T's ROW show for the Christmas Chaos 8, featuring Stevie Ray and the Boogeyman and much more. And then the next night, I'm going to be at WWE TLC at the Toyota Center. So I'm pretty excited about that. And then Monday's the Debonair Lounge, where I'm going to be celebrating my birthday at Cafe 4212. Everyone who's listening to this podcast is invited. That doesn't mean you get in free, but you're definitely invited. So speaking of Peaches, anything you want to say?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to wait for your birthday.
Wait, okay. Ooh, well, I don't know what that means. All right. Well, everybody, y'all stay tuned for DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix. Hashtag the BJO. BG Show.
Whoa.
Go hit subscribe on iTunes.
He's not talking right. I said that.
It's late. He's got a scarf on right now.
I have a scarf on.
I said that.
I have a scarf on, so the scarf's messing up my talk pattern.
Whatever that is.
I have a scarf on.
A scarf?
Yeah.
What does a scarf have to do with the way that you're talking?
It's constricting my neck muscles.
Well, maybe you should just damn scarf.
Hey, whoa. It's not a damn scarf. It's a gray scarf. Thank you very much.
Okay, the gray scarf.
So, make sure you go subscribe on iTunes and follow us on social media. DJ Motai, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, spin that Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix on the PK Show.
In PA, G's from the city, G's from the south, so real. You know what it is. Wrong foes and I'm poked at. Old school, them spokes at. I don't smoke, but it's smoked at. Your girl wanna see what I'm talking about. Shades on, so I'm loped at. She drop it low, so I'm scoping her. If she get it from her mama, I guess I got my daddy stroke on. Then I show her. Right after she slow up, grab her by her waist and make her hold up.
Hold up.
Yeah, and I did it. Put on for the city. Tell them hold up if you fucking with it. Hold up. Hold up. Fucking miles, hold up. Too much rain, hold up. Throw up. Hold up. It's too much going on in my soul. I'm about to blow up. Yeah. That's why I tell them hold up.
I said it's too much going on and I'm in my zone, I'm about to blow up. Oh, hold up. Two white cups, let's pull up. Hoes come around when I roll up. Step on the scene and they go nuts, so down. That was your cap, so what? Man, these hoes gonna be hoes, grow up. All my girls classy, no sluts, and I keep a star on my side. No chucks, yeah, I'm sitting here in my zone. Hitting blunts till I'm gone. Two switches, sweets of that loud pack. Boy, what the fuck is you on? Get the weed that I smoke too strong. In the car that I'm in too tone. In the rims that it's on too grown. At the same come my money too long. My blunt tight, so it hit right. My shades up in my bitch bright. Go down on this, she just might. No, she just will, cause I do it big. Ball hard and get more bucks.
Perk, flaming, I'm slowed up.
Ace time, nigga, hold up.
Paint dripping, white cups and they stay sipping. Wood wheel is still gripping, ain't nothing changed. We still tipping. If they talking down on my name, you should know by now. I don't hate the play, I hate the game. I'm still flipping. And I ride fast cause I'm juiced up. You all out of gas and ain't keeping up. It's over, man, when that's season up. You was digging up, but wasn't deep enough. Yeah, that's when it took a nigga like me to go deep enough. Yeah, and you wonder why she tell you, hold up.
to your neck, girl. That H-Town nigga get it right, girl. Girl, I just wanna know if you gon' let it flow. Can we take it to the floor, babe? I got something to show you, babe. And I don't mind going down low if that's what it's gon' take to make your body right. Bring your pain down, girl. In the backseat with your face down, girl. Gotta put it down, I'm reppin' for that A-Town, girl.
Rain down, girl. Rain down, girl. Tonight I got time to make it all better.
Tonight I got
time to make it all better. Rain down, girl.
Trill, drop it, babe. Can't stop it, babe. You wanna use your head? I'ma watch you, babe. We in the lobby, baby. They watching, baby. You can take your time, cause I got you, babe. On the phone right now. I can't speed it up.
Can't speed it up.
But I can lick you down. Oh, I can beat it up. Girls hit my phone. I can. Girls hit my phone. They all wanna be that one. They won't leave me alone. Cause they know I can make it.
Rain down, girl. Rain down, girl. Tonight I got time to make it all.
Bitches in this motherfucker.
She fine.
You broke, that's why you silent than a motherfucker.
Quiet.
You can't tell me nothing about my motherfuckers. We wildin' like a motherfucker. We wildin' like a motherfucker. Too turned up up in this motherfucker. We wildin' like a motherfucker. Still got two cups of business, motherfucker.
That yellow ass nigga from the east side in the yellow world got me looking like Peacock. Nigga so high, I been blown on that G5. Knee high money, bitches on me like Bieber. Man, I was a motherfucking killer for money. Had children and I wish a nigga would like a fucking cabinet. I can fuck your girl when I feel like it. Even though my two chipped, I'm a new fabulous. Got DJ screw in my cup like, hold up,
hold up, hold up.
If you the baddest bitch in the club tonight, say hold up,
hold up, hold up.
If you smoke good, you smoke good, roll up,
roll up, roll up.
And if you sip drink, don't hesitate to pull up.
Pull up.
I don't like a lot of these niggas, I don't like a lot of these niggas. I
about it, fuck a lot of these bitches. I'ma fuck around and put swingers on the water, make white people say, man, I gotta be a nigga, gotta be a nigga. Do numbers like lottery, nigga. She date me like pottery, nigga. I swear that all of this shit that these rabbits is spitting made up, cosmetology, nigga. All these bad bitches in this motherfucker. You broke, that's why you silent than a motherfucker. You can't tell me nothing about my motherfuckers. We wildin' like a motherfucker. We wildin' like a motherfucker. Two turns up up in this motherfucker. We wildin' like a motherfucker. Still got two cups up in this motherfucker.
Yellow Lamborghini, I'm wildin'. That's so pussy, so nigga pay homage. Real street nigga, so you know a nigga solid. Stiff night, yeah, bitch, you know a nigga solid. That's your body, that's my body. That's your body, so don't hide it yet. I fuck friends, you got friends. We don't do private shit. Ain't fuck you niggas. Give a damn if a nigga know I'm fucking this bitch. See, I'm a wild young nigga for a while. Young niggas don't make me while I'm this bitch. See, new pussy and ties in this bitch. Hold, let me put some miles on that shit. Gun be popping, nigga stop dropping. Whole bunch of pop the five in this bitch. Hold it. Cup of that Pimp C. Bang a bun, B in my Bentley. That paper got these bitches friendly. Got that pistol on me, don't tell me. Don't do it, I'm wildin'. Ferragamo nigga, I'm stylish. She sucking my dick, I'm busting her mouth. She like these yellow niggas out here wild like, yeah, ho.
All these bad bitches in this motherfucker. You broke, that's why you silent than a motherfucker. You can't tell me nothing about my motherfuckers. We wildin' like a motherfucker. We wildin' like a motherfucker. All these bad bitches in this mall.
Hey guys, this is Finzio, and you're tuning in to the Bride Gilmore Show, Mondays at 8 a.m.
Hello everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
On demand. Motai, yeah. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing good. Are we talking about Fake Monday Morning, or are we talking about Wednesday?
We're talking about Wednesday.
Yeah.
We'll talk about Fake Monday Morning at the beginning of the Monday Morning. Yeah, for sure.
All right. I'm good today, man. Just been running errands all day.
Yeah, man.
Pretty much stuck in traffic because I went to run them at the wrong time.
You went late in the day?
Yeah.
You wake up late?
That's what happened. Today I did.
Yeah, for sure.
I didn't like it, though.
For sure. No, we're back here with y'all on the podcast. You know, we took that little Thanksgiving break almost last week, and we played unheard interviews from the RZA, from Wu-Tang Clan, and Chamillionaire. But we're back here with another edition of the podcast. We're on location today. I won't say where, but we're on location for sure. And our guest today, Motai, is someone who I actually work with very closely. He's not as close as we are, Motai, so don't get sad.
Pause.
but
man.
I'm gonna give him a good intro. He's one half of the Debonair Duo. He is the creator and originator and founder of the Debonair Lounge.
Oh man.
Yes, that was good, right? Okay. He is an engineer of eccentric experiences.
Whoa.
Y'all make some noise, which there's no noise to be made. I'll add some noise in there.
Ladies, don't get out your seat too fast.
Don't get out your seat too fast. Everybody, welcome Tate Mitch to the podcast.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me.
How are you doing, man?
Man, I'm blessed, man.
It's weird to have you on the podcast. I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Because we work very closely together at the Debonair Lounge and all the Debonair stuff that we're debonairing.
Yeah.
We're swirling.
We're swirling around a lot.
All right. And so it's weird that now you're kind of coming into my domain with Motai, you know what I mean? And Peaches is here in spirit, and
yeah.
It's different. It's different for it's weird. You've been to the show before though, with Showstopper.
Yeah, I was a guest.
With Showstopper, and I you weren't an official guest, but you got words on the mic.
You were there,
and yeah. Motai let me see the mic a few times.
Motai let you see the mic a few times. But now you're the star. Isn't it weird?
No, it's not that weird. You know, I'm ready.
But you're a star now, Tay.
I'm not a star yet.
You're getting there.
We're getting there.
Hey. I've been a star. All right,
you see our brand.
Talking about you. It's weird, though. Isn't it strange? 4, 5, 6 months ago,
yeah,
I had no idea who Tay Mitch
was. Has it been that long?
Four months.
About four months ago. Yeah.
Four and a half.
That's crazy.
Whatever. Yeah. I didn't know who Tay Mitch was. And I remember I was scrolling on my Twitter one day, and this name popped in my mentions. And
yeah, Mota, I don't think you understand. He first swagged on me. I'm gonna let him tell the story. Go ahead.
I'll tell my version. You tell yours.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
So I get this mention, and I it's like, hey, I'm hosting these. I'm starting this thing at Monday nights, and I want you to be a part of it. I was like, all right, cool. And I went to his Twitter, but he didn't have a picture of himself up. It was some like flyer or something.
My man Kirko was getting ready to drop.
That's when Kirko was about to drop 3. Progression 3, and that was your avatar.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I don't know who this guy is. And I saw Sound Mob in your bio or something. I'm like, well, what is this? I don't know who this is. I was like, he sounds Mexican.
He thought I was a heckler. Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with it. I just thought I was trying to place you, and I'm like, maybe I met this Mexican guy somewhere. I don't know where I met him, but I met him. So anyway, and then we exchanged contact info and. He was hitting me up trying to get me to do the lounge, and I was just kind of blowing him off for show.
Oh, most definitely.
I didn't know who you were.
It's all good.
You got to stop doing that, dude.
No, I've stopped. I've learned my lesson. I've learned from this. But I was just like, I don't know who this guy is. I don't know who this guy is. But tell his story, Tay. Take it from here. How'd you feel?
Well, on my end, I was actually introduced to Brad from a mutual friend of ours, Jaren Smalls.
Shout out to
Smalls Media. He spoke very highly of Brad. He was like, man, Brad would be a great addition to the lounge, man. I was like, all right, well, cool, let me check him out. So, of course, I did my research, looked up the podcast. I actually had tuned into the show prior to even meeting Brad or even reaching out. And I was like, all right, well, how do I get in touch with this guy? Who wants to get at somebody through social media? You know,
That's why initial. I was like, I don't know, stranger danger.
Yeah, man, but I was like, fuck it, I got to get to him real quick. I got to see what's up. So, reached out, and of course, I feel vibes. I knew he wasn't rocking with me, you know, and I was like, all right.
Vibes are easily told through social media. They say they're not, but you can tell by punctuation, number of word
count. Oh, yeah, punctuation. Yeah. By the way, you know, me and Brad are cool now, so we can talk about this.
Okay.
That was a tweet that he didn't like. We're going to get back to my story. We're going to get on this story real quick. That was a tweet. We're just thinking about vibes. From Lyra. Lyra Galore. We're going to speak on this. Yeah. So that was a tweet, and he didn't like the tweet just because of the punctuation that she used.
Uh-oh.
Three dots. Three periods made his whole swirl change.
My swirl changed from three dots.
How?
Because dot, dot, dot. When people text dot, 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 it's kind of like saying, hey. Yeah,
sure.
It's either like, hey, kind of question, or it's like, hey, what's up?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
It could be hey.
Yeah, it could be the hey with the slick green emoji.
Well, that's the way I take it. Then you'd put like three or four Y's if it's that kind of hey.
No, because sometimes I'd be like, hey.
And then you can't do that on social network. You can't do that on social network because then it's like, okay, she's trying to get at him. But dots are like substitutes. They're like, what's that? What's the word I'm looking for?
Substitutes.
You just.
Well, yeah, we'll use substitute for now.
Well, I don't know. When I think dots, I used to use the dots.
Yeah.
And when I used to use the dots didn't mean anything. They were just in place. I was just dotting.
Some people just use dots.
Then someone was like, hey, did I offend you in a text? And I was like, what are you talking about? They're like, all these dots you're using. Are you bored with our conversation?
Like, .com. You just too much dots.
.com for sure. And I was like, all right, no more dots. So now when I see dots, I think of what that person told me that one time.
I feel you.
No dots. Back to your story, though. So you could tell I wasn't vibing with you.
So look, so I hit him up on Twitter. He never responds. And matter of fact, I follow him. And I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to unfollow him. I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to follow him, unfollow him. He going to see me. So just so happened, my man Kirko, he's doing the release party for Progression 3, which is a great take, by the way.
Yeah, great mixtape.
He actually brought the whole city out. Everybody met up at Y Road. Just so happened I run into the good hair having, you know, all of that spiel that Brad does. And I'm like, this is the guy. This is the guy right here. So, I roll up on his cell like, what's up, man? you know, that's Brad's thing. Brad call you like, "What's up, man?
What's up, you know?"
So I run like, "What's up, man?" He's like, "What's up?" I was like, "I'm Tay Mitch." He's like, "You know," he gives me that face. Like, okay, who's that guy?
No, and then he said that, and I was like, "Oh,
yeah."
Hey, what's up? What's up,
dog? What's up, dog? So now I just gave him the quick spill, not to, you know, not. You don't want to waste too much of his time.
He had like a bucket hat on. He had glasses on, and he had like a longer beard. And I was like,
"Oh yeah,
this guy. Who is this?
Who
guy?
Is this guy?
Who is this TDE?
A little schoolboy T. School you know.
T guy. And what's funny was I wasn't even supposed to be at that mixtape listening. I got That's noticed crazy. Literally like maybe an hour beforehand.
Yeah.
Saying, "Hey, we need you to come here." And I was like, "All right, well, I'll be there for sure."
That's dope.
And I show up, and I was talking to Ellie Dollar Less for a little while. And
yeah.
Just, you know, I think.
But there's a lot of people there tonight.
A lot of people.
There's a lot of people. I mean, Lil Kiki was in the building. Bun
Slim,
was in the building.
Killa.
Who else was there? Propane was there.
TV Johnny.
Kelly of Hybrid Marketing. She's a very good friend of ours.
Dope Beezy. Peaches was there.
Peaches.
You know, there are a lot of people there. So then I run into Tay Mitch, and I was kind of giving him like the, "Hey, yeah, what, you still doing the thing?" And
he's like, "Hey, that was you who was hitting me up, right?" "Yeah, man."
And then he was like, "Yeah, we already did two of them." I'm like, "Oh, word.
Yeah.
Do you have one this Monday?" And you're like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "All right, man, I'm going to for sure be there." And you're
for
like,
sure.
"All right, cool." And then, you know, the rest is.
Yeah, man, he actually came through. Man, shit. It's now debonair.
So you know? Talk about the Debonair Lounge. Like, when did you, like, what is the Debonair Lounge for people listening who haven't heard me talk about it enough? What is it?
All right, Debonair Lounge is a circuit where people can come and enjoy live music. You're going to be surrounded by positive vibes, and there's nothing but beautiful people in the building every Monday night. And it's hosted by Tay Mitch, a.k.a. Duke of Debonair, and my guy Brad Gilmore, better known as Lord Trillmore.
Look at that.
You know? You're which is dope.
Motai, let me ask you this. Hold on. Motai, what do you think about the Debonair Lounge? Because having performed there twice now, or three times with 2011, mm-hmm. and going as a patron, he was there the first night I hosted.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the lounge?
I thought it was cool. I mean, the first night I showed up, I wasn't in proper attire, mm-hmm. and I felt so out of place. Damn.
I mean, we get that a lot, though.
Oh, yes.
And, I mean, it's nice. I mean, it's good music. It's not the same thing every week. It's mm-hmm. different artists every week. I mean, at the end of the night, it's like a, you know, everybody turns up.
Yeah.
It's a turn up.
Yeah.
But it's not the normal turn up. It's the authentic turn up.
Yes.
Because, you know, in the club, it's a forced turn up. You know, you
have to.
I'm going here. Yeah. I know I'm going here to do this.
I'm
going to
hear loud, obnoxious music. Every song I may not love, you know, every song I may not groove to, you know, but at the lounge, it's like, you know. You can actually see who you're talking to.
Yep.
You can actually, you know, feel the vibes. Okay, maybe
friend
the shit.
Of the show, King hey, Henry, is
there.
DJ. There's food
Yeah, there's food. You know, we have great prices on liquor. You know, who doesn't want to have a great time and not spend that much money? And aside from that, there's beautiful women every Monday.
There's some nice looking women.
Indeed. Me and Brad can't. It's only so much we can do, honestly. You know, so. You know, we swirl, you know, a little bit. Swirling. So, but there's only so much we can do, people. We need some help, fellas. We need y'all there every Monday night.
I love how you're really Tay likes to do this hashtag of Diddy can't be Diddy forever.
Oh yeah, for
and
sure.
And you're really diddying.
No, that's not diddying. Diddying.
You're diddying that right now. It's pretty good though.
All right, cool.
All right, so Debonair Lounge. How'd you come up with the idea?
Like,
where did it start?
Where did the name come from?
All right, the idea came
from. Yeah, why? Before you
name,
get that.
What made you think
about Debonair.
That? Like, Debonair.
I know what it means, but why did you, what made all you think about it?
Are you guys familiar with Cary Grant?
Well, you know I am.
I know Brad's familiar. Monta, you familiar with Cary Grant?
All right, we'll probably, give a brief. I don't know.
We'll go school him real quick.
School right, him.
Cary Grant, smoothest white guy probably ever walked this planet. I mean, smoother than the James Bonds. All around ladies' man. He had every guy wanted to be him, and every woman wanted to be around him. So I was told growing up that I've always had this it factor. And this it factor was, you know, everybody don't have that. But when you have it, people want to be around you, you know.
Yeah.
So I did the research, and this guy Cary Grant popped up. And from there, I started looking into him more and more and more. And I was like, okay, well, I've never heard this word, you know, used repetitively. Yeah, that's him right there. I've never heard the word used repetitively. So I was like, okay, well, how can I brand this word? How can I brand not only the word, but brand myself in a light to where people are going to respect it? Not only are they going to respect it, but they're going to be a part of it. So aside from the lounge, I manage an R&B artist who is a 5-time Apollo winner. His name is Prince Cannon. He's great. Great artist. Let me plug it real. Let me get my Diddy on.
Get your Diddy on.
He has the album coming out at the top of the year. It's titled Classics.
Classics.
You know, you can look for production from platinum producer Sal Mop. Also, Avery David from 2011. Triz Music. You know, but just to name a few. But just to go along with that, the lounge was created to give him a platform to perform in front of people who would not only love to see him perform, but will become supporters. There's a lot of places in Houston. I'm gonna really be honest. There's a lot of places in Houston where artists have to pay to perform. Not only pay to perform.
Yeah, that's never a good thing.
Yeah, that's never a good thing. You know, you have to pay to perform. You have to sell tickets to perform. You have to do all these things before you can even showcase your talent. So the Debonair Lounge was created to give these R&B artists, because rappers, I mean, you hear rappers, they perform every night. You don't get to see R&B artists every night.
Yeah.
So
and there's a lot less R&B artists than there are rappers.
But there actually are a lot of R&B artists. That's what we've came across.
Well, I know. I know there are. But you got to think, this is Houston. I can throw a brick out of this window right here and hit 7 rappers.
Yeah. On the way down. Not even before it hits the ground.
Not even before it hits the ground. It hits the ground and shatters. I'm going to hit 807.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I created the lounge for that reason, you know, to give my artist a arena to showcase his talent in front of people who will appreciate it. From there, it's like, okay, well, I was hosting. I hosted it the first 2 nights, which is cool.
How was that, by the way?
How was that? I'm not going to lie.
Like, you host now, or did what was
No, no,
it?
No. I was getting my Lord Trimmer on. You know,
Lord
Trimmer? I introduced the night. I ain't going to lie. I was nervous.
I haven't seen you host.
You've never seen me host?
I've always seen this guy on the
mic. Yeah.
So you nervous?
The way me and Brad work it, it's kind of cool. It's real live, actually. You know, Brad's the host. Brad's the voice. I'm more of the flavor. I'm more of the guy who's going to make sure everybody's having a great time. I'm going to make sure, you know, you're going to get the full Debonair experience. Even aside from that, you're going to love this place, you know.
You were nervous when you hosted, though, the first time?
Very nervous.
What were you nervous about? You don't like public speaking or what?
I'm cool with public speaking, but at the same time, this is a fear. A fear of how do people react to you. You know, everybody have that fear. So at the same time, I did face it. You know, but at the same time, I knew that was not what I wanted to do. I'm more of the behind-the-scenes guy who's going to make things happen. To be honest, you never see Diddy just hosting a lot of things. You know, you may see him on the mic, but he's gonna be on the mic. He's gonna say some fly shit, but he's not gonna be hosting an entire event
for sure.
Have you seen Diddy host MTV Awards?
No.
You know, have you ever seen him host the BET Awards?
No.
He would be the perfect host, but that's not his swirl. That's not his vibe. You know, he's gonna get up. He's gonna be fly, dance around a little bit. I dance around a little bit, right, Brad?
Yeah, he Diddy bop.
You know, I Diddy bop a little bit. You know, so. I just make it look good, and along with Brad Gilmore, we make everything look good on Monday nights.
Definitely, man. I think the Debonair Lounge is definitely something dope, and I like
show.
But you know, you mentioned managing Prince Cannon.
Yeah,
and you know, Prince is definitely a dope artist. Like you said, 5-time New York City Apollo winner,
mm-hmm.
which is a pretty big deal. Why'd you get into artist management?
It actually started back coming out of high school. A great friend of mine, better known as Kirk O'Bangs, Kirk Randall.
I think they're aware now. You've said his name enough. I know that y'all are friends.
But yeah, man, I actually started with Kirk, man. Kirk was he came out, he was rapping, man, back in, this is when he would come home from school, and he had a microphone, just a regular computer microphone plugged up in the closet, you know, with a sock over
That's
it.
That's how it all started.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, with a sock over a sock. It.
Stockings.
Yeah,
something.
Stock pantyhose.
Pantyhose, there you go. That's what
Let me see. I'm trying to see. Did he have padding? I don't even think he had padding in the closet.
Yeah.
He just straight off the dome. He would start recording like that. And I've always had a love for music. Growing up, man, my dad used to listen to reggae. A lot of different music. I was introduced to a lot of different music. For us, Betty Wright, my grandmother, Marvin Gaye. I'm an old soul when it comes to music. So, and then another friend of mine, Pyro by way of Sound Mob. I actually met him my senior year of high school. We worked at Academy together. It just so happened, man, I was always trying to get him and Kirko together. Like, man, you guys would be dope together. By the way of the universe, and just never worked out until actually. After me and Kirk's freshman year of college.
Now, where'd you go to college?
I went to Lamar University.
Lamar, okay.
Me and Kirk actually attended Lamar University before he transferred to Prairie View going into his sophomore year. But man, we just so happened everything ended up working out. Pyro, you know, he had won a few beat battles with Ryu, the other half of Sound Mob, and it just so happened it was like one of those days, man. It was like, look, let's just see what you see how it goes. So we go over there, man, and it was actually magic. We knocked out two songs the first night, which are two songs that are actually on Procrastination 1.
Procrastination Kills,
Volume 1. The next day, we actually go, and then, by this time, man, we actually got into a groove. We were working at least 5-6 days out the week. And it, you know, it was crazy. It was 5-6 days, maybe 8 to 10 hours, you know, in the studio. So we go over there. We're recording the song. And in between sets, you just hear Kirk go, "All I want to know is what your name is. What your name is, Gary, what your name is." It's yeah. In between sets, you know, while Pyro was making a whole other beat. So and we're goofing around. And it got so catchy that Pyro turns around. He's like, "Man, what do you keep saying?" He's like, "Man, I'm just trying to see what this girl's name is." And Pyro's like, "Well, keep saying that shit." So he kept saying it, so Pyro started making a beat from scratch, straight from scratch. If you're a real Kirk O'Bangs fan, you probably know the original "What Your Name Is" song was probably 6 to 7 minutes long, and you can, you know, it was a straight freestyle. That song is a straight freestyle. So we was doing that song. Just so happened, man, magic happened. The song came out dope. I remember the night that we left. And we was riding back home, and we're like, me and Kirk was just spazzed, like, man, this song's gonna change our lives. You know, just so happened it turned him into a rap superstar. You know, and look at him now. That song ended up being the number one song in the country. It did great things for not only Kirko, but for the city of Houston. And that's where we're at now, man. That's how I started with the young management. I actually I helped put together the Procrastination Kills Volume 1 and Volume 2, for us, the tracking, the placements of each record. And you know that series has now concluded to volume. Let me see, volume 3. We're on volume 3 now.
He's on Procrastination Kills 4.
PK4.
PK4
and Progression 3.
And Progression 3.
So look how, you know, it all started from that one night.
So how'd you meet Prince Cannon?
I met Prince Cannon. Like I said, I attended Lamar University. We actually had brought Kirko. It came down for a show. Kirko comes down for a show. Prince Cannon actually opened for a few of those shows. Just okay. So happened, you know. So, like I said, Kirko transfers to PV. He continues his life. I stay at Lamar. I continue my engineering degree, all of those good things. And Prince Cannon actually approached me. He was like, "Hey, man, you know, I talked to a few people from Def Jam, a few people for Jive. And, you know, they were telling me, you know, I need somebody who can, you know, who's experienced or, you know, who has some smarts of the business." And he was like, "Man, the only person I could think of was you." So I was like, "Well, you know, dope, man. You know, at this time, I'm going to my junior year of college." And I'm like, "Well, you know, send me some music. You know, let me just see, you know, see what you're about." He sent me some music, and man, I'm not gonna lie, every song was dope. It wasn't not one whack song. So from now, I'm like, okay, well, I love music. You know, what can I do initially? So initially, I called my friend Pyro. By maybe 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, we're in the studio with Sound Mob all over again, and we come with now Prince Cannon's single, which is "Hold Up" featuring Showstopper and SUC original member Lil Kiki.
I mean to cut you off on that one, but
it's all good, man.
I jumped the gun. I was excited.
Yeah,
Lil Kiki.
I mean, who's not excited to hear Don Key on a record?
Don Key.
I think Drake's excited to hear Don Key on a record.
Drake's most.
You know
definitely.
What I'm saying? Drake's most definitely.
Drizzy gets a little drizzle when he hears Don.
Worse. So shout, yeah, man. So that's how it all started, dog. That's where we're at.
That's dope, man. Now you say you're a music lover.
Most definitely.
And I know I'm actually pretending like I don't know you personally.
I don't know you for sure right now.
I'm trying to like do the interview thing, but
is this Bradley?
What's your name?
Bradley? Whoa, no, I didn't mean that, folks. We're gonna take that back.
But you know, right before we started recording, rolling tape on the podcast, you know, today when we're doing this, it's Wednesday, it's the December the 4th. Now, this also, you know, is obviously going to come out Monday. # Fake Monday Mornings. Whoop. # the BG Show. Or # BG Show. Sorry, no the.
No the. The D out. Yeah, take the D out. Pause.
There's like WWE when they went from WWF.
I didn't like that they took the F off.
Well, they got sued.
Why?
By the World Wildlife Fund.
What the fuck? Damn.
That's the WWF.
I always wondered why they took the fucking F off.
Yeah.
Because it threw me for a loop.
I've always referred it to F.
People like, still call it WWF.
Yeah, I still call it WWF.
Yeah, me too.
But the WWF now is the WWE because it's sports entertainment. So they're World Wrestling Entertainment.
Coming from the world entertainment.
Coming from the entertainment world champion.
I fucked that all up.
It's all good. So, but anyway, hashtag the PG. Okay, I know you. And today's December 4th. So, I'm all off track.
All everywhere.
Today's December the 4th.
What makes today so special?
There are two significant reasons. Most people who are fans of this man know. Jay-Z's birthday, obviously, is December the 4th.
It's The Rock.
It's The Rock. Do, do, do. I can't remember how that intro came on December 4th.
I don't know.
Had his mom talking on the record. But it's Jay-Z's birthday. He turns 44 years old today.
That's a power 44, though.
Oh, that's a super.
It's not like he's 44. It's like, man, he's fucking 44.
Yeah.
He's really 44?
Yep.
And doing shit like he's 20?
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I just thought when you said 44. I was like, really?
He's got Beyonce. He's got M's. He's got a baby.
Whoop.
He owns a sports, whatever it is, whoop, management company.
Every fucking thing.
He owns everything.
Jay-Z's everywhere.
Jay-Z owns everything.
Jay-Z's an icon, for sure.
He opened a stadium in Brooklyn. Like, Jay-Z. Okay, but anyway, yeah. Today, he actually came out with another guy who December 4th is pretty special to. I guess, well, not special, but sticks out. Pimp C, the legendary Pimp C, one half of UGK, the Underground Kings, along with Bun B, died. Unfortunately, passed away on this day in 2007.
I think it'd be special if we just have a moment of silence real quick.
All right, that was a good moment.
That was cool.
That's a solid moment.
Yeah.
You know, on podcasting and radio, it's really bad to have dead air.
Yeah.
But that was
I think the people understand.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, that was for sure. Understand. But, you know, Pimp C, obviously one of my top five favorite rappers of all time.
Yeah.
And Jay-Z, one of my top five favorite rappers of all time.
Pimp C is one of my favorite. I love his mind. I love the fact that he always kept it real. You respected him. You know,
he always kept it trill.
Trill. The word trill is overused now, so I don't want to use that word. He kept it real. You know what I'm saying? He was Pimp C regardless of who was in the room, regardless of who was listening. And that's the dopest thing ever, because a lot of people don't do that.
For sure. But, you know, significant day, but Jay came out with a thing today, ranking. Can you pull that up, Tay?
Yeah, let me see.
Ranking his all 12 solo albums. Now, I know technically Jay has more albums than his 12 solo. Obviously, he has the Linkin Park collaboration. He has two albums with R. Kelly. And, of course, probably the best one, Watch the Throne with Kanye West. But, you know, this is the 12 albums. So, Tay Mitch, if you will please, from 12 to 1.
Hold on, man. Let me pull it up.
Oh, are you running slow on there?
I'm running a little slow.
You a Jay fan? You're a Jay fan, right, Motai?
Yes.
Yes. He says while he sips his hot cocoa with Irish cream.
It's out now, man. I gotta go get some more.
You gotta go get some more. So what are we looking at, Tay?
All right.
12 through 1.
12 through 1. We're gonna start it from the bottom, going up.
From the now we here.
All right. At number 12, we have Kingdom Come.
Kingdom Come. Do you remember the Kingdom Come album?
I do remember the Kingdom Come album. I actually like the Kingdom Come album.
Okay, that was you who said that. I remember it coming out, and it was the red cover, right?
Yeah, it was the red cover.
The red cover. It was his comeback album after the black album.
And he actually has in parentheses, first game back, don't shoot me.
Oh, he said that?
Yeah. You know Jay-Z Jay-Z always says fly shit.
Yeah, he does.
So he's like, first game back,
I know. I've received a tweet from Jay.
Says Lord Trillmore.
Okay.
All right. Number 11, we got Blueprint 2.
Blueprint, the double album, of course, which had The Gift and the Curse.
Yeah.
It was just too many songs.
Not only was it too many songs, it was just too much different flavor. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a lot of different flavors on there.
All right, what else we got?
And number 10, we got Volume 3.
Which of course, Pimp C was featured on with Bun B.
And you know what's crazy? In parentheses, he has Pimp C's verse alone, Oh So Ghetto.
Oh, really? He said that?
That's exactly what he said. Yeah.
You know, obviously they're on Big Pimpin', produced by Timbaland, which famously Pimp C did not even want to be on.
And you want to know why? Because Pimp C always kept it real. He didn't feel like it was a necessity for the South to mix with the East Coast at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Which I say, that's why I respect Pimp C so much, man.
But you know, Pimp only did 8 bars on the song.
Yeah.
Bun did a full 16.
Pimp
only did 8 bars. Not only that, in the video, Pimp was in the video. But he shot the scenes by himself in Miami.
And that's fly.
Yeah, he's not in.
That's fly, dog.
Anyone else?
Because that's fly. I like Pimp.
Okay, so keep going.
R.I.P. to Pimp. And number 9, we got The Dynasty.
Dynasty, which was supposed to be a compilation album at first for Rockefeller, but turned into a solo.
Yeah, I don't know that album. I'm not going
to
lie.
They had Give It To You on there. I Just Want to Love You. The one with Pharrell.
You just looked into his eyes and said,
when the Remy's in the system, ain't no,
no telling if I'm in this one. That's what they be yelling. All right. I'll know that song. All right. At number eight, we got Blueprint 3.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I liked Blueprint 3. You know why I liked it? He introduced a new star.
J. Cole.
And it was dope because at that time, nobody really knew J. Cole. But he put him on a dope record, and he killed it.
That verse was stupid.
Yeah, he smashed that verse. So
Could I be the same? What did he say? Does fame in this game have to change who you are? Or could I be the same one who came from a faraway night just to make it in these broad daylights now shining, or Broadway lights?
Since we're on the subject, I don't know no other guy, and I'm not even going to speak race. Yeah, I'm talking about straight guy who knows as many verses as Brad Gilmore.
Yep. What are y'all?
I just thought about that.
But
right
no,
now,
I'm just being serious. I can say one, like, me and Brad, we may be riding in the car. We may be headed to the Debonair Lounge. Anything could be going on. And somebody could just say a song, and he knows that particular person's verse every time. And I was like, dog, how are you doing this shit? How?
I think my mind just works like that.
I guess, man.
All right, so what? Okay, I like Blueprint 3.
Like
the
Blueprint
cover
3?
Was super dope, but let's keep going.
All right, at number 7, we got Volume 1.
Volume 1, which is the follow up.
That was ill, though.
I don't really remember many records off Volume 1.
Yeah, Hard Knock Life.
No, that was this Volume 2.
That's Volume 2?
That's Volume 2.
Whoops. We're going to edit that out, folks. All right, at number 6, we got Magna Carta.
What do you think of Magna Carta, Motai?
I liked it.
The newest one? I like Magna Carta. All right,
ask me what I thought of Magna Carta. What
do you think of Magna Carta?
I thought Magna Carta was like a great mixtape.
Oh.
You know why it was a great mixtape? It was put together in a short span of time. It was a lot of producers put together in a room to make great music. There's a lot of different music on that album, you know, to pertain to a lot of different demographics, a lot of different people. That mixtape, you know, that was turned album was a great business deal. You know, that happened very quickly. Nobody's ever done a deal like that he did with Samsung.
So how much did they paid him, like, some?
I don't know how much they paid him, but he went platinum.
Yeah.
Quick.
Yeah, real a million quick. Drop, a million sold before the album.
That shit was dope.
White Lexus 4, I had a deal.
You know?
Ain't no snapback.
Here you go, folks.
I've been true.
There he goes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, there he is. At number 5, we have American Gangster.
Which
was
a great album.
Everything that the title says. It
you
was
remember
American
Gangster, Bugs High? Came out with the movie. This is audio, so they got to kind of.
Yes, I'm nodding my head.
What'd you think of American Gangster, Tay?
I liked it.
It has Party Life on there, which
Look,
is one of my favorite songs.
American Gangster. As the movie dropped, and along with the audio of the album, it changed the way hip hop was going on in that direction.
And you know, Diddy and the Hitmen produced the majority of all American Gangster,
which is dope.
Yeah.
Which what song was Diddy was on? What Diddy on the song on there? Not on the song, but what video was that? Was it Ciroc Boys? Was that on the American?
Gangster? He was in Rock Boys. Yeah.
Rock Boys.
You called Ciroc Boys.
Ciroc.
Sorry, Jay. But. Rock Boys. That song changed, you know, hip hop a little bit. People start merging at that time. People start saying, okay, well,
because
I need to be getting
video,
with this guy.
Jay and Nas.
Yeah, yeah, Jay, Nas, and Diddy in one video. Like, that's power. How much power is that? That's a lot of power right there in one shot.
That's a lot of heat.
Let alone just take a picture, but you put a visual together of all those guys, that's dope, dog.
That's a lot of heat in one. So that was number
That was number 5.
Okay.
And number 4, we got Volume 2.
Volume 2, Hard Knock Life.
And remember, from 4 to 1, Jay named everything a classic.
Okay. Hard Knock Life was the album that kind of set him up to, you know, Reasonable Doubt, of course, is a classic album, but it was more getting the attention of hip-hop. But then when he hit that Hard Knock Life song, and he went on that Hard Knock Life tour, I was stupid.
It got real then.
Okay, what else we got?
Number 4, we had Volume 2. And number 3, we had the Black Album, which, in my opinion, that's up there.
The Black Album.
A Black Album is probably number 2 on my list.
It's number 2 on my list too. It's so stupid dope. And then the Fade to Black movie that came out with it.
It was a great marketing plan. The strategic moves. Like, Jay-Z's a genius, man.
Oh man, what was your favorite song of the Black Album?
All right, it may not be yours, but Dirt Off Your Shoulder.
Dirt Off
Like
great.
I get swagged to that song. You know what I'm saying?
Black Album. Back
Adam. You know what I'm saying? You get live to that record. What we got?
I like, you know what's crazy is for the longest time I liked the song Moment of Clarity.
Moment of Clarity?
And I did not know for the longest time Eminem produced the song.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I just looked.
Jay's like goal was like to get one beat from everyone that he really like loved.
Yeah,
like every producer that he loves. So he had one from DJ Premier.
I just learned something new today.
He has stuff from Ninth Wonder. He has some from Eminem, Timbaland, Pharrell.
Was Lucifer on that?
Lucifer, son of the morning.
I actually like Lucifer, man. Lucifer was dope.
Yeah, Lucifer, son of the morning.
It was scary.
It was weird.
But the record was dope. You know.
Man, there was like a, in the Fade to Black movie, Kanye had a verse on.
On Lucifer?
On Lucifer, and it was so dope. I was so mad.
That's crazy. I actually have Fade to Black recorded on TiVo. I just haven't watched it in a long time.
Fade to Black, great movie.
Yeah, I think I'm going to watch it tonight. With some homemade vanilla ice cream and maybe some hot cocoa and a beautiful woman.
Hot cocoa ice cream?
Hot cocoa ice cream. Nah, that's Motai Swirl.
All right, what else we got?
Motai Swirl. All right, at number two, we got The Blueprint, which is classic.
Blueprint's my favorite Jay-Z.
Blueprint?
I love every song.
Yeah?
Every single one.
What's your favorite?
Ooh, I like Song Cry. I like Girls, Girls, Girls. I love,
H to the Izzo?
H to the Izzo.
H to the Izzo, man.
Takeover.
Takeover?
Oh, the diss to Nas, so classic. Ask Nas, he don't want it with Hov. No!
All right, well, look, since we're on that subject, Hov's diss track or Nas'
Takeover.
Diss track? Takeover?
I don't like Ether.
What?
Ether's some schoolyard bullshit.
Ether was straight to the point. Don't play with me.
Ether was
even on December 4th, Jay understood. Don't play with Nas.
Yo, let me say this.
All right.
Ether, the song, the beat was terrible, produced by Ron Browse.
Beat was terrible.
And it was a bunch
that Ron Browse guy. Matter of fact, nobody knew he produced that song till he came out. He was hot for a while.
Ether boy.
Well, how did that song go? You'll never hear nothing like that at the Debonair Lounge, by the way.
Definitely no Ron Browse.
Definitely no Ron Browse at the Debonair Lounge.
But take he said, I've talked about this on the show as long as the show's been running, all 100 plus episodes.
Yeah.
When he says, you said you've been in it 10, I've been in it 5, smarten up, Nas. 4 albums in 10 years, I could divide. That's one every, let's say, 2. 2 of them things was due. 1 was and the other was Illmatic. That's a 1 hot album every 10 year average. And that's so lame.
That was dope.
Yeah.
I didn't know that line.
Yeah, and then Jay's like big hit at first was Dead Presidents.
Yeah.
And that was a Nas sample. And then Jay said on the song, yeah, I sampled your voice. You was using it wrong. You made it a hot line.
I made it a hot song. Yeah, that was dope.
I don't think
that one song, Dead Presidents, like that's like one song as a rapper. When you start rapping, you really start rapping, you have to hop on that beat.
Everyone raps.
Everybody hopped on that beat.
Everyone has a Dead Presidents freestyle.
You have to.
25 Lighters freestyle as well.
What's the remix?
What? 25 Bibles?
Is that it?
What was that?
It's a new one. It's not the remix.
It's the Christian hip-hop version. Yeah. Shout out to DJ DMD.
Shout him out.
Friend of the show. What are you doing? Shout him out.
All right. At number one, we have Reasonable Doubt.
Reasonable Doubt. He does that because Reasonable Doubt's not my favorite album.
No?
But no.
No, but Reasonable Doubt, before Jay-Z was Jay-Z, Reasonable Doubt was
Jay-Z,
shit.
Jay-Z, baby.
Yeah. Like, Reasonable Doubt, like, my uncle still plays Reasonable Doubt. He still has it on cassette.
Well, I love Ain't No Derogatory Term for African-American Person. That's one of my favorite songs.
Right, whatever you're about to say, yeah.
Ain't No N-Word.
Yeah, we got you, Brad. I'm not going to say it.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. That's my thing.
For sure.
I like, there's a lot of songs. Can't Knock the Hustle.
Yeah.
What was The Evils? Illuminati, want my mind, soul, and my body.
It's crazy he was saying that way back then.
Yeah.
And now people are, at this time, they're yelling that out. But, yeah.
Whatever.
But I don't get it.
I don't know. But those are the top, according to Jay-Z.
That's according to Jay-Z, yeah.
It's a pretty.
Nobody's going to be more accurate than Jay-Z.
No, I mean.
On his own craft.
Yeah. And it's great that he can be self-critical, too. A lot of artists suffer from that.
Yeah. I mean, of 12 albums, he called 4 of them classic.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think.
That's right. I mean, 4.
Yeah, that's dope. That's a great. I respect Jay-Z.
I respect Jay. Who are your top MC? Who do you like, Tay?
My top MCs in the game now or just period?
Period.
Period? That's tough. Let's just do in the game now. My top rappers in the game now, I'm going to do 3. Kendrick Lamar, most definitely. J. Cole.
Yeah.
And Big Crit.
Those are my top three rappers in the game.
So you
right
got Big Crit, which is like the new age almost of UGK.
Nah.
In a sense. No, even Bun said it.
Yeah, but I don't like to throw him in that category because he's much greater than that. And I'm not saying that to be disrespectful. I'm saying that to be, he actually overcame the Pimp C comparison. Because like when you come out and people comparing you to a great like Pimp C, it's hard to top that, you know? And he got past that.
Yeah.
But when I listen to all three of those guys' music, they put me in the realm of when they were making that music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like when Big Crit's in the, you know, making his music, I feel like I'm a country kid just like him. You know, when J. Cole's making his music, I feel like I'm from, you know, from North Carolina. And even when Kendrick's making his music, I feel like I'm from the West Coast. I feel like, you know, each one of those guys. So those are my favorite MCs.
So what do you think about Control, obviously?
I felt Control.
There's some new news on Control.
There is.
So keep going, though. What do you think about the song first?
I felt Control was a necessity in the rap game. You know, me personally, before Control came out, and this is the honest to God truth, a lot of my friends are going to vouch for it, I've said death to twerk music, death to bullshit music, you know. And just to be honest, like, people are out here getting paid off of bullshit when you have people who really rap, people who really do music, and their money's not being, you know, equivalented the right way just because somebody can come out and make a hot record that's bullshit, not talking about shit. You know, Jay-Z said it best, you know, I don't rock, you know, I don't pop Molly's, I rock Tom Ford's, you know. Yeah. Keep the shit authentic, you know. Why do it if it's not real? So, I felt that the Control was a necessity. I felt like him coming at everybody in the game, shit, if he don't, who is? At yeah. the same time, he got everybody's act right. Everybody understands, okay, Kendrick Lamar is the king.
But you know, Drake, I think, really took offense to it, you know, because when it came out, Drake said in a GQ interview, Kendrick Lamar is not seeing me lyrically or on any level.
I mean, and to be honest, what Drake said, I respect it.
And then he said in that interview with Elliot Wilson,
The Crown?
Yeah, it was cool for the internet to talk about for 2 weeks, but let me ask everyone in the audience a question. How does Control start? How does his verse start? No one can answer how it starts.
Yeah.
Can you? Nope.
I can't.
No. Motai?
Nope.
I'm not going to sit here in front. That's not a verse that I like, oh, let me hear that shit. Because it was a verse, you hear it once and you understand. You don't have to listen to it again.
I've heard it twice in my life, and I really just can't remember anything he says except for the name calling.
Yeah. But at the same time, nobody name drops anymore. You know, yeah. You know the last person who was actually kind of name dropping? I'm not going to say the last, but one of the person who was name dropping was Pimp C. You know, he name dropped the Jeezy. You know, he came at a few people, but he kept it real. And when you keep it real a lot, like, it's... Where music is at now, when you keep it real, people are like, oh, what the fuck is going on? Why is he keeping it so real right now?
Well, you know what one of my favorite recent records are, like, from the past few years?
What's that?
Was when Eminem came out that record to Mariah and Nick, Warning Song.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa.
Yeah. But even with that, like, Eminem always kept it real.
But, I know, I'm saying, yeah, for sure.
But he took that, you know, he took the hiatus, you know, the game was missing that realness.
For sure. But recently, as of yesterday, once again, we're doing this on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yesterday, a remix to Justin Timberlake's TKO song off of the 2020 Summers 2 of 2. Most 2020 down. Summers. 2020 Experience.
You didn't try to plug.
20 Summers is 2011. My band, me and Motai's band's project. But yeah. The
quick plug.
The 2020 Experience 2 of 2. The lead single was TKO. Justin Timberlake came out with a remix featuring J. Cole, ASAP Rocky, and Pusha T. And J. Cole responded, in a sense, pretty much saying, like, I was with this chick and she was talking about this song called Control. And then, you know, he pretty much is like, I heard it and she's asking me, what are you going to do? Even my mom's asking me, what are you going to do?
I feel like that was dope.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like all of that was real.
But do you feel like it's a little delayed?
Nah.
Because Control came out how long ago?
But at the same time, you gotta remember, all of these rappers were trying to come at it like, you know, at that time, if he would have dropped something, it would have been pointless. You know what I'm saying? For him to make a response, because you had plenty of rappers whose names weren't even mentioned trying to make a response. It's like, why are you trying to respond to it? It's not gonna get looked at. You know?
I think the only one who like really made a for real mention was Meek Mill doing the Ooh Kill 'Em,
which was trash.
Yeah, it was bad.
Tay Mitch says Meek Mill's Ooh Kill 'Em was trash. I didn't like that at all.
Definitely not like it. I thought it was a little delayed on J. Cole's part. I thought it's like, man, yo, hey, we understood, yo, you're.
But you gotta remember, J. Cole's a busy man. You know, he is. You know, he's across the world touring. It's not a priority to come back at Kendrick Lamar when you're making money. You know,
When you're not on tour.
Let me ask you this. Good Kid, Mad City, Born Sinner.
And you know, I get asked that question a lot. And to be honest, my opinion, Tay Mitchell much rather listen to Born Sinner.
You know, I'd have to agree. What about you, Motai? J. Cole's album or Kendrick Lamar's album? Motai?
J. Cole's.
And I mean, but at the same time, Kendrick Lamar's album was.
It's impeccable. It's ill.
Kendrick Lamar changed hip hop. Honestly, he changed. Oh yeah, most definitely. But at the same time, me personally, I feel like, and this is the honest guy.
You ain't got the answers, Tay. That's who changed hip hop.
You see, he's trying to sum me right now.
Kanye West changed hip hop.
No. Kanye West changed music.
Kanye West changed the world.
Yeah. Kanye West drops, the world changes.
That is true.
Like when 808 dropped, the world went into a depression. I'm serious. I think at that time I broke up with my girlfriend. I'm like, fuck it, I can't do this shit.
I can't do it. I'm not keeping my love locked down.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm heartless.
I'm fucking RoboCop right now. You know? Spoiler LA girl. You know what I'm saying? I had to drop that shit. So,
what do you think about Kanye's recent stuff? Like all the interviews he's been doing. Like, you ain't got the answer, Sway.
I think Kanye's.
What's your clothing line called, Sway? We don't know.
We don't know. How much money did you spend, Sway? Have you ever spent $13 million? You know.
What do you think about Ye?
Man, I think Ye's at a point now. He better watch what he's saying. It's not what he's saying. Not watch what he says. He needs to watch how he's saying it. You know. Mm-hmm. But I respect Ye, man. Ye's overcame a lot of adversity. You know, he's put himself on his statue to where people look at him like that, and people want to hear everything he's got to say. People want to look at everything he wears. People want to read everything he tweets. It's like, Ye is bigger than music, which is dope. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think nobody in the game right now is bigger than Ye. And that's speaking on behalf of Jay-Z. I'm speaking on behalf of everybody who does music. Nobody's bigger than Kanye West.
I agree. What do you think of Yeezus? Because I actually loved the album to death.
Besides the fact that when me and Brad are riding, we fucking jamming it.
Yeah.
I love it. You know what I'm saying?
Did you like it when it first came out? Let me ask you this. Look, before it came out, were you expecting to like it?
I can't answer that question, but I answered the question right before that.
Okay.
Did I like it when it came out? And I'm going to be completely honest with you because I know my great friend Showstopper, if I don't tell the truth, he's going to disown me. Yeah. I didn't like it when it first came out.
You didn't?
I didn't.
Okay.
Because at the same time, I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
And when I skimmed through it. And when I skimmed through it, I was like, whoa, this isn't the Ye I know. You know, now.
Let me ask you this because I kind of felt the same. Yeah. And when I listened to it and I got to like Bound 2, I was like, yeah.
I know, but that's the last record.
I know. And I was like, yeah, I like this song.
Yeah.
This is my song. And then, though, it's... Okay, keep going. I'll tell you.
No, but go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
No, but then, like, I heard Bound 2, and I was like, all right, that's tight. It was cool. And then I liked I'm In It. I'm like, I'm in it, and I can't get out. But, like, I wasn't really rocking with it. And there's an app on the iPhone called Fancy. All right? There's an app called Fancy.
What does this app do, Brad?
It has all this kind of fancy stuff. Like, honestly, like anything you could think of, from clothing to accessories.
That's crazy. I was just getting apps from you the other day. You didn't tell me about this app.
I didn't tell you about Fancy, but Motai knows about Fancy.
That's selfish.
Right, Motai?
What is that?
I got that from there.
Let me see.
Don't say what it is, but I got that from there.
Are you talking about this key that pulls out to a knife? And you cut people on the slit?
Yeah.
It's a little knife.
Hey, it'll shank you.
That's a mill opener.
Anyway, though, I was on Fancy, and I saw that they had the Yeezus album on Fancy. And I was like, you know what? I was trying to combine my order so I could get less shipping. And I was like, you know what?
Whoa.
No Yeezus on there. It was only like $8. I was like, no Yeezus on there. Shipping will be free then. All right,
yeah.
All right, and I'll get something else. All right, so I was like, all right, cool. So I got it, and I put it in my car. I didn't like how there was no cover because I was always a fan of the Kanye covers. You know, they're always dope. Every Kanye cover has been super dope. And then, you know, it didn't have a cover. It had like a red piece of tape on it.
How did you feel about that? Because I felt a certain way about it, and I want to explain how I felt about it.
Still to this day, I don't like it.
All right.
Here's the thing. I don't like the actual physical CD, but I think it's cool how it looks on iTunes with the CD like that.
Mm-hmm.
My interpretation of it, because I have an intellectual way of thinking, and like I say, don't boost
myself up. Not too much.
I'm just getting my ditty on right now. All right, but Yeezus, which was people took it, he was trying to compare himself to Jesus. Now, Nobody.
I was one of those people for sure.
You was one of those people. Everybody has their own, you know, different religions and different, you know, different people have their own interpretation of what Jesus looks like. And with this album, I felt like this is what I interpret. I feel like, you know, Kanye gave us Jesus, and he gave us the ability to design it or give it the look that we felt was suitable.
Yeah.
You know, and I felt like that was dope. I felt it was a great marketing scheme. Not only that, he saved a lot of money not having to print up ink and all of that shit.
I'm sure the label's like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, man, let's print that shit up right on up, man. You know, at the same time, I think he ran some kind of contest. Whoever has the best, whoever designed the best album or something. I forgot what he did, but it was just a dope strategy, yeah. Man. On Kanye's behalf.
Is that your final thought?
That was my final thought. I know it probably wasn't much to you, but I feel like it was a lot.
I love everything he's doing. Dude, I'm going to ask you this, and then we're going to move off Kanye.
All right, cool.
Because we've got to wrap this up. Bound 2 video, thoughts?
I love the simplicity of it. I love that it doesn't take a rocket scientist to get your point across. He's in love with Kim K.
Yeah.
You know?
Who wouldn't be?
He runs off the fact that people fuel on her being, you know.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on. I said who wouldn't be. Moti gave me the one. You don't find Kim Kardashian attractive?
Not really.
Moti, you don't have the answers, man.
Got the answers,
you ain't got the answers, Moti.
You got the answers, Ty. What do you not like about
what?
And you're a self-admitted ass man.
What's wrong with this guy?
What's up with? Why don't you like Kim?
I don't know. I just don't.
You have the iPhone?
This is an iPhone, yes.
Let me. I use a proxy real quick. I go to this website for you. Let me show him Kim. You know,
I've seen the tape.
Oh, you've seen the tape.
The tape was okay. Let's be honest.
I'm a fan of Kim K.
I'm a Kim fan. What do you not like about her? Do you not? Well, there's got to be something that sticks out to you. Because there's a lot of things that stick.
I mean,
because
Kanye says. I mean, Kanye speaks very highly. He says she's probably top 10 to ever walk this earth.
For sure, I don't agree with that. But I think she's super hot.
Arguably.
Moti, no?
Nah.
Well, you gotta give me something here.
All right, well, look. Instead of Kim K, Moti, who do you take?
Making me think.
We got to put you on the spot.
Oh, for sure. You say no Kim K.
Let's get some Jeopardy music in the background.
I'm not even thinking, so you might as well move on.
Yeah.
So in that time of the Jeopardy theme song, DJ Moti could not think of a more attractive woman than Kim Kardashian.
I didn't, man.
That means he can't support his own argument.
Moti?
Yeah.
That's trash.
You are the weakest link.
Goodbye.
but all right, Tay. Debonair lounges every Monday.
Every Monday.
At Cafe 4212. Now tell the
4212 Alameda Road, Houston, Texas.
Thank you. What else and what can you talk about? What's coming up for Debonair?
For the Debonair, you can look forward to seeing me, myself, Tay Mitch, along with Brad Gilmore. We're about to start our own podcast.
There is going to be a – can we tell them the name?
No, let's hold off on the name.
Okay, hold off.
Let's hold off on the name.
But explain to the people what the podcast is going to be, because it's not going to be like the Brad Gilmore show on the.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. It's going to be basically me and Brad demonstrating a Debonair lifestyle, what it means, and, you know, what Debonair stands for. We got a lot of things in store. I don't want to spoil them on here.
I don't want to spoil them all yet. But anything else you can talk about?
We're building up to the Christmas special,
Christmas special. The Debonair Duo and Booker T present the Debonair Christmas special.
At Cafe 4212.
At Cafe 4212 Alameda Road.
Whoa.
Talk about who we have on there?
Yeah, we can do that most definitely. We have Sid the Man, which is one of my favorite artists in Houston, Texas.
Definitely Sid the Man. So
amazing good. Voice. We have Miriam Echo,
mm-hmm.
Beautiful lady who has a great voice.
You love you some Miriam.
I do love Miriam.
All right, cool.
And if you guys come out, you come listen to her, you'll see why I love her too. You'll love her as well. We have 5-time Apollo winner Prince Cannon.
Dude, I love how that's.
I gotta sweat it in there, you know. But no, you gotta understand to go on Apollo and win 5 times. You know,
do they make him stop? Did he have to stop going, or did he lose the
second? Yeah, they made him stop.
Okay.
The fifth time is, all right, you might have won five times.
How many times were you in it, though?
Yeah. Then we also have an amazing young talent, a young lady by the name of Venziel.
Venziel, friend of the show, been on the podcast before.
Yeah, man, she's dope.
Super dope.
Actually had her, when we hosted the Scope, we brought the Devin Allowance to the Scope show, and she rocked it.
She definitely
So we most definitely bring in Venziel for the X-Men special. We have Corbin Dallas.
Of 2011.
And
tell them, the Christmas special is them singing Christmas carols.
It's going to be a family, you know, family invited event.
All ages.
We're going to start a little early.
If you don't celebrate Christmas, come celebrate Debonair style.
Yeah.
Come celebrate Festivus at the Debonair line.
We'll have a little eggnog.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have a little Christmas cookies for Santa to come down the tree. We're going to give away a lot of things that night.
I'm breaking news right here. Santa Claus is going to be there. Santa Claus will be at the
Santa Claus Christmas will be at the Debonair Lounge.
Christmas
December
is on the
23rd,
for sure.
4212 Alameda Road, Houston, Texas.
Yeah, he's going to have to get a JP for parking, though. I don't know where he's going to get those reindeers.
Man, JP's not going to have that. You know, JP's like, look, man, parking is stiff. That sleigh is going to have to go on the roof.
You got to park in the gate.
You got to just park that shit in the gate.
Park it in the gate.
Them little reindeer got to run off somewhere.
But yeah, Debonair Christmas special, the 23rd.
Who are we missing? We're missing a few people.
Well, those people are just surprise guests, Tay. All right, you don't want to give them all everything right now.
For
okay?
sure. I respect
let them
that.
Know. Just let them simmer. Let them settle. But obviously, always, we're going to have some beautiful people in the building. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some people. Booker T will be there.
Booker T will be there.
Six-time world champion, five-time WCW champion.
My guy. Booker's a great guy, man.
Shout out to Booker T. Also, when y'all listen to this podcast, December the 14th, which is my birthday, you can actually see me and Booker T at Christmas Chaos, Reality of Wrestling's annual show, Christmas Chaos 8, biggest show of the year. I will be there. Booker T will be there. Tay will be in the audience.
Most definitely.
No.
Let's back it up. Tay's going to be in the ring.
We'll see. The Boogeyman, former WWE superstar, the Boogeyman will be there.
For
and
sure.
And a Harlem Heat reunion, Booker T and Stevie
Whoa.
Ray will
hey,
be.
That's big, man.
At Christmas Chaos, 16511.
How special is that?
That's super special. Hadn't happened, in...
How long?
Over a decade.
That's dope, dog.
For sure, over a decade. So, you got to see what happens there. But, Tay, wrap it up. What do you want people to know before we let you go?
I want people to know... I want everybody to know that this is just the beginning, man. Me and Brad Gilmore have a lot of great things in store. Get used to seeing the Debonair Lounge on Mondays.
And the Debonair Duo.
You know what I'm saying? We're getting ready to launch our website real soon. Along with the website, we have a few items that will be for merchandise for sale. We're just trying to illustrate the perfect class of...
Perfect blend of class... And
you gonna own me like that, Brad?
Bro, you know what? You gonna do that
like right now in front of everybody? Like while everybody's listening?
In front of the listening audience.
In front of the listening audience?
On this on-demand audio.
All right, guy. And look, if you want to get a little bit more of this little duo, you need to come see us on Monday nights.
Yeah, every Monday night.
Monday nights.
We're definitely there. We got DJ Motai. DJ Motai.
Yes, what's up?
We got stuff planned.
A lot of DJ things planned. Motai. Yeah, does Motai even know what's going on?
Motai has an idea.
He has an idea?
I've got an idea, but...
Whoa. But we'll talk once this podcast stops rolling.
You've been selected, Motai.
Motai?
I've been summoned?
You've been selected, Motai.
Okay.
For sure. Well, Tay, appreciate you coming on the podcast.
Hey, man, I'm not done.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
DebonairLounge.com. Tay Mitch.
Oh, yeah, so give your social media out.
Oh, social media. You can catch me on Instagram at Tay Mitch. Also on Twitter at Tay Mitch _. And I'm actually in a battle right now. I'm not going to front. I'm going to keep it all real right now. There's a chick on Instagram. On Twitter. Let me get it right. Her name is at Tay Mitch, no _. Mine is at Tay Mitch _. I've been adding her for a while trying to get her attention. She doesn't add me back. You know, she know what I want. I want my name, Tay Mitch. Give me my name, Taylor.
Her name's for show, Taylor.
You know, for show. But yeah, Instagram at Tay Mitch, no _. Twitter at Tay Mitch _. Facebook, Tay Mitch.
And if any artists are listening who want to perform at the Debonair Lounge, how do they go about that?
Man, you can email us your inquiries and your music at, debonairlounge.events@gmail.com.
Debonairlounge.events@gmail.com.
Most definitely.
Artist. but don't send any boo-boo cheese over, all right?
Everything's screened, folks.
Everything gets screened, all right?
So by Booker T.
It's not, yeah. If you
don't want to get Spinneroony,
Spinneroony Scissors Kit. For show.
For show.
All right. Tay, appreciate you coming
on. Hey, Brad, man, I appreciate it, man. Appreciate the love. I appreciate you taking the time and energy and rocking with me at the Devin and Lounge, man. We got great things we're about to do.
I appreciate you, man. That was good. I like that. All right. Motai, any closing words?
Nah.
On demand. On demand.
We'll see y'all next week. Tune in to Brad Gilmore Show. Peace.
For sure.
What's up, everybody? This is your man, Brad Gilmore, a.k.a. Lord Trillmore, and I'm with my guy, the Duke of Debonair, Tay Mitch.
We want to invite you beautiful people out to the Debonair Lounge this Monday.
You'll be surrounded by positive vibes and hear the best live music in the city of Houston.
Just ask my man, Kirko.
What it do, man? It's Kirko Vines. Every Monday, I need the whole city to come out. My partner, Tay Mitch, and my partner, Brad Trillmore, is going down to the Debonair Lounge, man. I know what to do.
Debonair Lounge, 4212 Alameda Road, doors at 9 p.m.